You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, this is the spoken edition of Wired.
OXO's coffee grinder and brewer make a damn good cup, by Michael McCall. Not even wine snobs are as hardcore as coffee snobs. To pour a great glass of wine, you need a corkscrew and some money. To pour a great cup of coffee, you need beans, gear, time, and patience. There is a process, you see. It's complex and requires study. Any gray areas must be marked off as personal territory and argued over. Nothing unleashes righteous indignation in otherwise pleasant people more than coffee. Recently, the venerable kitchen and housewares brand OXO stepped into the bean brewer fray. For a few decades, OXO just made products without power switches, but the company recently began making things that plug in. These small appliances are sold under the sub-brand OXO On. Among the various coffee gadgets in the online are the conical burr coffee grinder with integrated scale at $199 and the Barista Brain 9-cup coffee maker, also $199. Neither of these products are new, both have been out for a year, but with many readers and acquaintances raving about them, we'd be remiss if we didn't give them a proper review. Besides, who doesn't love drinking a bunch of coffee and calling it work? Both products are touted by OXO as scientifically precise, with the grinding and brewing processes matching the guidelines of the Specialty Coffee Association of America. That's the trade group widely considered to be coffee culture's standards bearer. I tested them with frozen name-brand beans as well as freshly roasted beans that went into the grinder only a couple of days after roasting. The grinder is excellent. Fill the hopper with beans and the integrated scale only releases precisely enough coffee beans for the number of cups you want to make. It measures out the whole beans at roughly 8 grams per cup. If you find that ratio too strong or weak for your taste, there's a dial on the grinder so that you can set to automatically add a bit more beans per measured cup or a bit less. OXO claims that the grinder has also been designed to keep the beans from heating up during grinding and grinds in a uniform consistency to keep everything smooth. And in my testing, these claims check out. The coffee maker works the same way electric coffee makers have worked for decades. You put a paper filter in the brew basket, put your coffee in the filter, pour water in the reservoir, and press a button. In a few minutes, you have a steamy pot. But OXO does everything more precisely than Grandma's old Mr. Coffee. Even though you've already measured out the amount of grounds and water you want to use, you have to let the coffee maker know the volume you want to brew, between 2 and 4 cups or between 5 and 9 cups. Why? Because OXO has designed this coffee maker to mimic the pour-over method used by baristas at fancy coffee shops. The hot water, heated to about 200 degrees Fahrenheit per the SCA, travels out of the reservoir and rains on the grounds in scheduled intervals, including an initial pour specifically designed to create a bloom. If you're making more than 4 cups, the intervals are dosed out over a longer time frame to better extract the optimal amount of flavor from the grounds. When OXO claims the coffee maker is scientifically designed to produce a great cup of coffee, this is the process it's talking about. We've seen other fancy machines that add a bloom stage, like Technivorm's Mocha Master and the programmable brewers from Bemmel. In OXO's case, the precision pays off, with pots of coffee of varying volumes that uniformly taste good. With both the grinder and the brewer, the added complexity means added bloat. The grinder looks like a mini grain silo parked in front of a slightly larger grain silo, and the coffee maker is more like a double-wide grain silo. They take up a lot of space in my kitchen. Too much, really. My kitchen isn't tiny, but counter space is always precious, so the oversized footprint is a pain. While the grinder and brewer can dose out the amount of beans and water needed for the desired number of cups, the size of a cup in the OXO world is frustratingly small. One cup of coffee, as measured by the maker, was enough to fill only half a mug. For a long time, I thought I was doing something wrong, until OXO explained its measurement for a cup of coffee is 4.5 ounces. So for a standard mug, 2 measured cups equals roughly 1 standard mug, which is almost always 8 ounces. Sure, just do some simple math and adjust your volume as needed, no problem. But I pointed out because the machine claims to brew 9 cups per carafe, which could be misleading if you're buying this thinking it's a high-output piece of machinery. Brewing a full pot will only yield around 4.5 mugs of coffee. This issue isn't limited to just OXO brewers, but the company might have considered a more realistic measurement system in the name of user-friendliness. So I'll give this one a grinder rating of 8 out of 10, a very solid grinder, but it's just slightly too big, and a coffee maker rating of 7 out of 10. Makes a very nice cup of coffee, but it's quite large, and the measured cup size is misleadingly small.
Hope you enjoyed this spoken edition of Wired News, and if you'd like more, search for Wired Science and Wired Business.